we've been coming here, and my mother and my mother-in-law and father-in-law have been coming here before us many, many years ago. We understand that we can't be, you know, next year we'll not be allowed here. And I don't want to get into, I don't want to get involved in any petty blame game, but what we feel is it was the way they went about it. You know, they didn't give us, they didn't come and tell us. The council just gave us, you know, letters. Anybody that wasn't here, the council just left them on the windscreens of cars and stuff like that. We're just really disappointed after, you know, we love Donegal, we love Gidor, we love the people. The majority of the locals have come to us and said, look, we're against this, but we feel intimidated. And using the word intimidation, we have, what we have gone through this past week is horrendous. People coming, walking around our caravans, taking photographs of our children, just constantly. And basically, they haven't actually, you know, come to us because maybe because we're the younger generation, but they've gone to pensioners. One couple, 90-year-old, they have knocked at their caravan doors. Get out, you're not welcome here. You know, you don't spend any money here. You know, go back to the north. This is what, you know, if you just leave us alone, we understand that we're not wanted here by, you know, the landowners committee. But, you know, it's really, really annoying.
So
we're really frustrated.
So, and how long have you been visiting the area?
I myself been coming here 38 years. My mother, my grandfather was born here and he went to Glasgow during the war to get employment. And, you know, my mother has always been coming here. Her grandparents were here. Her father was here. Her uncles are here.
So do you feel after holidaying in this area for 38 years, you're now being forced out?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, but it's the fact that they're blaming us for all the litter. Do you know what I mean? I have my caravan here with my toilet. I also have a portally outside my caravan in the portally tent. We go home. One of us will go home every weekend and take our waste with us. We're really annoyed that they're blaming us for all the litter and all the rubbish. You know, if a tent comes in and leaves a plastic bag behind them, we lift it. You know, and we dispose of it ourselves because we know we're going to get the blame for it.
And will you come back to West Donegal to holiday
never,
again after
never,
this?
Never. Never will Donegal see us, see any of us. As far as we're concerned, this committee have closed the Wild Atlantic Way, the whole of the West Donegal, from Gordahork to Dunloe. And we will be telling all the campers, all the caravanners, all the tent people not to come here because we are not wanted.
So are the locals behind this campaign to remove the caravan owners? Are they shooting themselves in the foot now?
Yes, absolutely. It's unreal the amount of people that walk here, the locals that walk here, you know, and they come over to us and say, we're terribly sorry, we don't want you to move. We love you being here. It's just these other people. We would have loved to have went to that meeting last Tuesday night, but we feel intimidated. As we are intimidated, as us holidaymakers are intimidated. We know what it's like. But they're afraid to go. I would say that 90% of people of Derrybeg, Bunbeg, the whole of Gidor don't want us to move. But it's just these certain people want us. They've told us, it's our beach. Go away. Do you know what I mean? You know, we don't want you in our beach.
And when you come to the area, do you spend money in local businesses?
Of course. We go to Chalk Jack's. We've watched football matches. You know yourself, it's the GAA season. We're big GAA supporters. My daughters play GAA for their local clubs. We go to Sean Oaks. We went into Sean Oaks last week. There were six of us. We spent €211. We go to Gallagher's every day. Well, not every day, obviously every couple of days. We go to Happy Days Garage. You know, we go to the local chippy, but they're saying, you take all your food with you, you take, you know, all your drink, and you leave all your empties behind you. We don't spend any money, which is pathetic. You know, if somebody had a brain, they would know, we need to, if we take all our food with us, we still need our bread, our milk, everything else, our daily stuff.
Do you feel that the local business owners will suffer now as a result?
Yeah, it's just... The local businesses, you know, again, they're in the same position. first of all, we actually worked it out. We have been asked for receipts. Show us your receipts that they just spent money here. You know, it's actually pathetic. It really is, and they should be ashamed of themselves. Because Donegal people are absolutely lovely.